Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. We are live here. Pro Wrestling Powerhouse presents the Raw Reaction. I am Harry Broadhurst, your host. Unfortunately, due to some unforeseen circumstances, my traditional broadcast colleague, Tony Acero, will be joining us a little bit later. But luckily for you guys, I am here and available. So let's go ahead and hit that theme song. And then we will get to the Raw Reaction.
Raw Reaction with Harry Broadhurst and Tony Acero.
Everybody, welcome into the Raw Reaction. My name is Harry Broadhurst. Again, we apologize due to some personal inconveniences here. Tony Acero will be a little bit later in joining us here, but let's talk about Raw, shall we? Obviously, the big breaking story out of tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw is going to be the fact that Daniel Bryan may or may not have to relinquish the WWE World Heavyweight title. At the very least, we know that Daniel Bryan will be on the shelf as he is scheduled to undergo surgery on Thursday, May... Hold on, doing the math here. 16th, I believe. If I'm wrong, you guys can make fun of me later. It's fine. My math isn't that great right now. My schedule has kind of been allowing for me to try to figure out what's going on with these shows. But anywho, as I mentioned, the thing with Daniel Bryan is this. It's unfortunate timing. However, I think that one of the things that we discussed before is JR's comments about the Yes Movement potentially stagnating. And if the Yes Movement is going to potentially stagnate, then the best way to keep him in everybody's mind and to keep him fresh in everybody's mind would be to give him a little bit of time off here and there. At least coming from a personal opinion, I think that a little bit of time off here might be the best thing that could happen for Bryan. Now, whether or not they decide to strip him of the title, it's kind of a decision that they're going to have to make based on what happens on Thursday with his surgery. I don't know the extent of the surgery. I've heard that it's a relatively minor one, but then again, is there any such thing as a minor neck surgery? I guess we'll have to find out. Anywho, the big question now becomes, if Bryan does forfeit the title, what do they do with it? I apologize, I'm getting a couple things done around the apartment. If Bryan does forfeit the title, what happens to it? Most of the main characters are involved in storylines already. You have Evolution, who has two of the three people that were in the WrestleMania main event, Randy Orton and Batista, currently feuding with The Shield, who has the man that they want to be the breakout star, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, the former United States champion, and Seth Rollins, the underrated high flyer. The other issue that you could potentially run into here is with John Cena, having him in the scenario that he's in with the Wyatt family. Now, I could see the heavyweight title moving to that feud. However, at the same time, I'm not necessarily sure that that's a path that they're going to want to go down. The reason I say that is that I don't think that the Cena-Wyatt feud needs the heavyweight title involved in it, whereas Daniel Bryan and Kane was able to bring a prestige to the title, especially when they let the Bryan-Kane match go unlasted. Extreme Rules. Continuing on for Raw here, I've heard good things about the Damian Sandow shoot, in quotation marks, promo from Raw, or from the Raw pre-show, pardon me, but I have not had a chance to see that. Hopefully I'll get a chance to do so sometime between now and maybe the Greg DeMarco show tomorrow night here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio, and I'll be able to fill you guys in more as to my thoughts about that. We saw the potential for issues with Alicia Fox as well, and then apparently in a WWE app segment, she quit So we'll see what's going on with that. There's talk going around that that might have something to do with the Damian Sandow promo that we had during the pre-show as well. So we'll see where that goes. Paige retaining the Divas title with a pinfall victory over Alicia Fox with the Paige Turner. Nice to see that move brought in as a finish. I'm going to work on trying to get my co-host in, so give me a quick second here, guys, and we'll see what happens here. Hopefully I'll be able to pull Tony Acero, or at the very least I'll be able to pull one of the other guys here from Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio to have a chance to join me. So while I do that, I'll go ahead and give you guys some music to listen to. Here's one of my personal favorites of all time. Let's go ahead and give you Stone Cold Steve Austin. Everybody, we're back here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio presents the Raw Reaction. Once again, I am Harry Broadhurst. And another thing that I want to touch on for Raw here, and I guess since Tony's not here, I'll go ahead and steal his bit. I'm getting awfully thirsty over here, so let's go ahead and see who I'm popping the top for, shall we? I'm going to pop the top for the Raw return of Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And more importantly, what the return of Hacksaw Jim Duggan led to. Now, inside of the apartment, I was watching Raw with a buddy of mine. And as soon as Hacksaw Jim Duggan made his way out to the ring, I turned towards him and I said that, I guarantee you, this is leading to Alexander Rusev. So, A little bit later on, Hacksaw does his bit to get the crowd fired up. He touches on Legend's House. He touches on the fact that it's good to be back in front of the crowd. And then, sure enough, Rusev's music hits. Now, with Rusev's music hitting, I looked over him and I said, predictable. Because you have to imagine that bringing out the American hero, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, in order to be on an episode of Raw here, and especially with the big foreign heel that they're pushing in at the just Rusev now, no longer Alexander. And that's something that we touched on last week that I disagree with. But anyways, you had to figure that it was going to go somewhere with Rusev. So what ended up happening is Rusev came down to the ring, and Lana basically told Duggan that she would give Duggan one chance to grovel at her feet, basically, before she had Rusev attack. Hacksaw pointed the 2x4 at Lana. Rusev grabbed the 2x4 and broke it over his knee. And then Lana let out the words, "Rusev, crush." Which leads me to the interesting point of Duggan's appearance here, and something that I'm curious about, because it's something that we haven't seen from this guy before, but the man that you see coming to Hacksaw Jim Duggan's aid is none other than Big E. And this threw me for a little bit, but the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. Big E's always kind of been a man of the people, especially after he broke away from Dolph Ziggler once he was done doing the bodyguard thing for Ziggler. He's basically kind of been a fan favorite ever since, but he's been one of those kind of in the background fan favorites, where this right here is his chance to make a sprint towards the ring and save a guy that was able to, that has a huge connection with the WWE universe. You have to forgive me, folks. I'm all kinds of flustered over here today. Anyways, with the way that he was able to save Rusev, Big E managed to give another detail into his character that we hadn't previously seen before, the fact that he's willing to stand up for the people that came before him. Unfortunately, standing up for the people that came before him led to him getting kicked in the face by Rusev. Unfortunate as it may be, it's kind of what happened. We can't change it. That being said, I turned to my buddy who I was watching Raw with, and I said, you know what, I'm actually kind of interested in seeing these two fight. So Big E, by way of Jim Duggan, gets the pop of the top tonight for Raw. And that'll take me into my hit for the evening, and I want to touch on Alicia Fox here, so let's go ahead and do that. I briefly mentioned Alicia at the start of the show, but if they're actually going to try to do something of a loose cannon gimmick with Alicia, I think it could work in the Divas division. Granted, they were doing basically the same thing with AJ before she had took her sabbatical because of the whole burnout, fatigue, moving in with Punk, the engagement, whatever you want to call it. So there isn't a real standout heelish character on the Divas side of the fence right now. The Bellas are both baby faces. Natalia's a baby face. Well, Natalia's starting to lean heel, but we'll get more to that a little bit later on in the show. And then you have the Funkadactyls, who are baby faces. Layla's with Fandango and appears to be going to be feuding with Summer Rae once Summer Rae comes back from filming the movie that she's in the process of working on. Basically leaves us Alicia Fox and Oksana at the heel end of the spectrum. There's also Lana, but Lana hasn't really started a wrestling role yet. She's more of a manager. All right, hold on. I think I might be getting a solution to my co-host situation here, folks. So bear with me for a few seconds. I will be right back. And while we're in the process of taking care of that, I will give you...
You have my friend, then you have my ride. I gotta be a man.
Hey, everybody. Once again, Harry Broadhurst here with you. Due to circumstances beyond my control and the fact that apparently Tony's not going to be able to be in tonight, we're going to put a delay on the Raw reaction here. We're going to reassess, and hopefully we'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow. With the Greg DeMarco show off the air tomorrow, we're going to hope to do a relaunch of the Raw reaction tomorrow night. I apologize to anybody listening for the inconvenience. Obviously, this isn't something that we had planned. It's just schedules kind of broke this way. Personal lives get in the way of these things. And due to the fact that Tony's not available, we're going to go ahead and work on resetting here. I apologize to Jay. I apologize to Greg. And as I said, we hope to join you tomorrow for the Raw reaction. For now, I'm Harry Broadhurst saying thank you from Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio, and we hope to see you tomorrow.